Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. If a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? If a young black man dies in the inner city of Baltimore, does it even matter? Have you ever heard of Aaron Mackey?
I would say that Aaron started having problems when he was as early as 8 years old. At 8 years old, he was crying out.
That's Aaron's mother, Lorraine Mackey. She knows better than most how early in a child's life, events can conspire to cause damage and pain. An absent father, the impersonal and confusing social service bureaucracy, and sexual abuse at the hands of a trusted church leader all led to behavioral issues, which resulted in permanent suspension from the city school system. As the years went on, Aaron grew into an angry and lost young man.
He had no more hope in anything or anybody. I went to the courts trying to get help to get him counseling. And so these gangs, the Bloods, the Crips, whoever, they started rising up all over our city. And they embraced my son. They went to him and made him feel like, you're our brother and you're a part of us. This ignited the problem in him because he felt a sense of belonging with these people. And every time I would warn him, he looked at me and said, Mom, I don't care what you're saying. These people are my family. And those were the people that ended up killing him. His very own gang members turned on him and killed my son. My son called me the day before he was killed. And he said, Mommy, I'm just checking on you. Are you all right? Like he knew something was wrong. And the next day, the police contacted me and told me that my son was in shock trauma down at University Hospital and that there had been a shooting. And when I got down to University Hospital, I stood over my son for 30 minutes, kissing him, touching him, and talking to him because, according to the monitors, he was alive. And finally, the head surgeon came in and spoke to me, him and the whole staff, and said that they had already pronounced my son dead 2 hours prior.
The pain caused by Aaron's death was felt keenly by Lorraine's youngest son, Caleb, who lost his older brother and closest male relative.
Caleb went through a tremendous amount of trauma. He fell into a life of fear. Only thing he was interested in doing was sitting on the piano. Every time the least bit of sound would happen, he'd jump up just in fear. Mommy, can you please move me away from here? Can we go somewhere else? For about 8 months, he was sleeping side by side with me in my bed. And he kept waking up, touching my face. Mommy, mommy, mommy. And I'll say, what's the matter? He wants to make sure I'm alive. This is what brought me to the decision to go ahead and try to relocate him into a different environment. This is why I'm moving out of state.
How can we have hope for our communities if people like Lorraine have to keep leaving out of fear for their children's health and sanity? Next week, Lorraine shares her thoughts on why things have gotten so bad and what we can do about it. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips, through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. You can email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.